Tanya. Last time we left off in the middle of Perek Yutes. On the top it's 48. I don't know what it is at the bottom. It's the second page of chapter 19 of Perek Yutes. Thirteen lines in the bottom. Or at the dot, as we say in yeshiva. The Alter Rebbe was explaining so far in Perek Yutes. He explained why Shlema Melech likens the neshama of a Jew to Hashem, to the candle of Hashem. What's the connection between a candle and a neshama? The Alter Rebbe started explaining that just like a candle, the flame wants to leave the wick, even though by leaving the wick, the flame will not be anything anymore. Like this, it's a flame. Then it becomes nothing. And even when it goes back to the source, it will become nothing again. Nevertheless, this is the nature of the candle. This is the nature of the candle. Meaning, something which is not explainable, something which is above logic, this is the candle. This is the same thing is with the neshama of a yid. The neshama of a yid wants to leave the body, because the neshama wants to go back to its source, which is Hashem. Even though with the neshama leaving the body, the neshama won't be basically anything anymore, be completely bottled with Hashem, and the neshama won't be this own entity. Nevertheless, this is what the neshama wants by nature. By nature, the neshama wants to be connected to Hashem. And this level of the neshama, where we're up to now, the Alter Rebbe says, that's the level of chachma of the nefesh. Chachma is the level of bittul. This is the bittul that the nefesh has to Elokus. All it wants is to be connected to Hashem. So he said, Zel klal v'chol sitra kedusha. This is a rule in every side of kedusha, meaning every level of kedusha. What is the definition of kedusha? She'ein el ma'ashenim shech mechachma. Kedusha is something come from Chachma, which is called Kedush HaElyon. The level of Chachma is called the holy level of Elokus. HaBatul B'Metzias, which is completely bottled. Be'erein Tzav Baruch Hu, in the infinite revelation of Hashem. HaMelubish Ba, which is within it. Ve'in Adavah B'Fnayat Miklal Itkanal, it's not at all a separate entity. In Perek Vav, the Alter Rebbe explained what is the definition of Kedusha. Kedusha, by definition, means something which is completely bottled to Hashem. Completely. It doesn't feel itself as a separate entity. All it is bottled to Hashem. This Sefer is holy because this Sefer has on it printed Torah, and because this is what Hashem wants, that's why this Sefer is holy. Something which is not doing what Hashem wants is evil. It's not batal to Hashem. It's not Kedusha. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here, what is Kedusha? Something which comes from the level of Kedush. Well, when you know Hebrew, Kedusha is the feminine of Kedush. Kedush is the masculine. Kedusha, with the hey at the end, is the feminine. So something which Kedusha is, something drawn from Kedush HaElyon. What is Kedush HaElyon? The level of Chochma. Bittul. Why is Chochma Bittul? So he says, Lochein nikra koyach ma. That's why Chochma is called Chochma, which is towards koyach ma, which is the complete level of Bittul. You don't have explained before in Tanya. V'hepach mamish. Kedush is mamish, the opposite of klipa v'sitra achra, of evil. Shemimenu nefashis umes elam, which comes from the source of the idol worshippers. The Avd and the Gamal that do everything only for their own personal gratification, like the Gemara says. Va'amnan, they say, as the Gemara says, Hav, Hav, give, give. Haliteni, but like we find the expression by Esav, when Esav came in hunting and Yaakov was cooking the lentil soup. So Esav said, Haliteni, just throw it in, you know, pour it down. That means give, give, give. Li'es yesh v'davar b'fnei atzmi, because it's a separate entity by itself, which is not bottle, Heipach b'chinas ha-chochma, the opposite of chochma. Kedusha is bittul. Evil is selfishness, which is the opposite of bittul. A person who's bittul is not selfish. Selfish means me, me, me. Give, give, with mercy. Give, give, have, have, give, give. That is the sign of evil. And therefore, like we learned many times, the analogy that the Gemara gives and Chassidus gives for the ultimate level of evil is called the yitush, a mosquito, or a gnat, depending which translation you follow. What is the uniqueness of a mosquito? A mosquito is the only bug, the only creature that the Gemara says is machnis ve'ena meitzi. It's the only creature that doesn't even give out waste. It doesn't even go to the bathroom. It's meitzi, it takes in, ve'ena machnis. It doesn't even give out waste. That symbolizes the epitome of evil. It doesn't even share garbage. Nothing. Everything, me, 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 give, give, give. Or take, take, take. That is the opposite of Chochmah. Chochmah is a level of Kedusha which is complete bittul. That means a non-existent entity. They only feel Elokus. Evil, though, he says, which is Hepo Pachinus HaChochmah, Lachain, Nikroyim Mesim, therefore evil is called dead. Why? Because the Pasuk says, HaChochmah Techaya, Chochmah gives life. Uksiv, and as it says in another Pasuk, Yamusu v'lei b'chochmah. They'll die without Chochmah. What does this mean in practical language?
So I have a question. Chochmah in English, can we say it is intelligence or it is not?
Seichel is intelligence.
Wisdom.
Okay.
Seichel is intelligence. No, it's not wisdom. Bina is wisdom. No, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. No, wisdom is the translation Chochmah. But it's not a good English translation.
Yeah, exactly. Like, as though if someone is not Chacham enough, so he's not battle to Hashem, let's say?
A person sins because of Shtus.
So it is a lack of, in a way, Sechel?
A lack of Chochmah.
Yeah, I know Chochmah, but...
You can have very smart people that are not battle to Hashem, and very foolish people that are. Has nothing to do with intellect. But the point, Chachmet, the true definition, in English, I don't know what the word is. Translated is wisdom. Chabad is wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. The true definition of Chachma is a complete level of bittul. Koyachma. It's the yud, the nekuda, the initial flash of an idea. But it's a very simple concept that the Rebbe says. Rishoyim are called dead. Why? It's a very simple thing. The ultimate existence of life is Hashem. Because, like we learned many times, something temporary is not real. Something emes is eternal. Aleph, mem, sof, first, middle, letter of the alabase, the last letter of the alabase, that's emes. Emes is when it goes from the beginning through the middle all the way to the end. Something which sometimes is and sometimes isn't is not a real existence even when it's alive. And therefore, Chassidus brings the Moshe from the Mishnah that says that when they needed in the Beis HaMikdash the natural water, Mayim Chayim, so it says, Naharis HaMechazvim, Achas the Shavua, rivers that dry up once in 7 years were not kosher to be used even during the 6 years when it did flow. Chassidus explains why. So very simple. The fact that at one time it stops flowing, that means even when it flowed, it's not a real existence. Real is eternal. Something which at one time wasn't alive, and at one time won't be alive, is not a real existence. Correct, except the truth of the matter is only Elokus, correct. And the Neshama. Because the world at one time didn't exist, let's go level by level. A person who dies at 120 years, they should have a Riches Yamim, they died at 120, before they were born they didn't exist. And after they died, they didn't exist. Therefore, even while they're existing, they're not really existing. Therefore, Rabbeinu Bachaya says at the beginning of Chumash that a kid is as soon as they're born, they begin to die. Because the neshama wasn't born. Neshama, which is a part of Hashem, an extension, always was, is, and will be. So therefore, the real existence of life is something that always was, is, and will be. The only real living is Hashem. Therefore, the Pasuk says, that we read, we say always before Kriyas HaTeira, from Parshas Vaeschanan, Va'atem hadveikim b'Hashem alekeichem, chayim kulchem ayim. When a Jew clings to Hashem, when you become bottled to Hashem, you become one thing with Hashem, so then you become alive. Because if Hashem is always alive, and you're connected to Hashem, so then you're also alive. But if somebody separates themselves from Hashem, they turn themselves away from Hashem, so therefore they're not connected anymore to Hashem, so they're dead.
But they still have the neshama in them, the soul in them, so...
That's what Alter Rebbe is going to say before the neshama wakes up. In the next line, the Alter Rebbe is going to speak about before Mesiras Nefesh comes. Their lifetime, the living evil. So the neshama is sleeping. So there's no awareness of the neshama which is clinging to Hashem. When the person wakes up with Mesiras Nefesh, then the neshama wakes up to cling to Hashem, then he becomes alive. Then the neshama becomes alive.
But then it's half dead and half alive, because the neshama for sure...
Didn't you ever at night say, I feel half dead?
Yeah.
So that means you're half dead, half alive.
Right.
Why can't it be?
Huh? Sorry.
Do you ever say, I feel like I'm half dead?
Yeah.
Or I'm half asleep?
Right.
That means you're half dead and half alive. So if you could be, why can't they be?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So what's the problem?
Right.
As far as the neshamas are alive, as far as the body goes, they're dead.
And one more question. We said chokmah is little, right?
Yes.
But also we say chokmah is like that spark.
That's bittle. It's nothing
but
yet.
Bittle. No, bittle. But like, let's say there's an idea. At that time, it comes and goes. It's there and goes. So what is the connection? Bittle and that spark of thing that comes and goes. What is the connection?
You ever use a lighter?
I guess so.
You know what a lighter is?
Yeah.
Cigarette lighter?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you ever notice when you run out of fuel, what happens? No!
What?
The sparks fly. She never used a lighter. I asked a simple question.
I know!
When the lighter is empty,
right,
so you go like this, sparks come. And for a second,
right,
what happened?
That's two different things. One, there is no gas, but at the same time, there is the friction of two things. That's
so it's exactly what you said. If there's no vessel, to catch the spark, it leaves. So people have brainstorms. Mm-hmm. They come, the flashes. They come and they go, and they come and they go because there's no bina holding it. There's no bina holding it.
So there
that's a gashmius dikamashu for chokhmah. What?
It has to be chokhmah and bina together.
If you have chokhmah by itself, it might not last a long time. The nefesh is a continuous level of chokhmah because the nefesh is continuously batel tashem. As far as the understanding level of chokhmah, that is a spark that if you don't take it, you know how many times people get brainstormed and they forget about it and that's it because it was an immediate idea and they never internalized it or they never vesseled it, so to speak, and it dies. Because it was there, but there was nothing holding it.
So chokhmah without bina is not
really chokhmah. It's like a man without a woman. That's what chokhmah means, is man and woman. Lachain Rishoyim, 5 lines in the bottom. What?
Does chokhmah, when bina is there, does chokhmah have less of a advantage?
No, chokhmah is really the bittle of the bina. Chokhmah is the bittle of the bina.
Why?
Because that's what chokhmah is, bina.
But the Bina keilu goes into the Chokhmah?
Chokhmah goes into the Bina.
In other words, the Chokhmah can't stand without the Bina.
After a while, after a while,
so Bina makes it exist, so then it takes away the advantage of Chokhmah.
The whole Moshe that the Rebbe brings down before Chokhmah Bina is man and woman in creating a baby. The man gives the seed, which is a tipa, a drop, okay, and the woman takes it of 9 months in pregnancy. If there's no woman, the tipa goes nowhere, right? It doesn't happen. It doesn't. It's wasted. Okay, when you have the tipa being accepted in the vessel of Bina, and this Adratabi gives a physical marshal of the intellectual level of Chachma and Bina, when you have the woman accepting it, internalizing it, which is the level of Bina, so then you have a whole thing. But within the woman, you still have the seed of the man, so you still have the Chachma in the Bina. And by the way, the Chachma has to stay in the Bina, that the Bina shouldn't go out of hand. Shouldn't get. Sometimes you can start broadening an idea, you lose focus of the original point. Right? That's what also happens. You need to keep the Chochmah to limit the Bina to focus. Otherwise, you know, people start get ideas and they go way, you know, way out. So then you lose the initial focal point of Chochmah. But Chochmah, there's two in Yonim. We're talking about Chochmah as an intellectual level, and he's talking about the level of Chochmah, which is the bittel of the nefesh. When he speaks about the bittel of the nefesh, we're talking about the Chochmah of the nefesh, the mysterious nefesh of the nefesh, which is above the intellectual level of Chochmah. Right? But Chochmah is the level of bittel. Koyach ma. It's the power of bittel. Every neshama has bittel tashem. Sometimes what takes to awaken it is push comes to shove of Mesiris Nefesh. The rest of the time, it's not revealed. That's why they're sinning the whole time. They don't feel the bittul talukus. When it comes to Mesiris Nefesh, they can't make the mistake anymore, so then it exists. That's why he says five lines in the bottom. The Chener Rishayim, so it is with the wicked people. Upeishi Yisrael and the Jewish sinners. Kedim Shabbal Lidei Nisayin Lekadish Hashem. Before they come to the Nefesh, waking up to do Mesiris Nefesh, it's also not there. It's called dead. Why? Ki Bechinas HaChochma Shebenefesh Olikis. Because in the sinner, the Chochma of the Nefesh Olikis, together with the nitzot alakus, together with the spark of alakus, from erin tzav baruch ha-malubish bo, together with the godly spark that's in the level of chachma, heim chines golus begufam benefesh abamis, they're in golus in the animal soul and the body. In other words, not that the sinner doesn't have it, but it's dysfunctional. And that's why the person doesn't have openly this bittul tashem, because, and therefore the person could sin. Once the Mesiris Nefesh comes, you wake it up, then the Jew has it. Then the Jew has it. Shabbat Asmol Shabbalev, it's in Golis on the left side of the heart. Hamelechas Meshalis Begufam, which controls, which rules and controls the body. We say Golis Hashchina in the concept of Golis Hashchina. What does Golus Hashchina mean? When God, what's the definition of Golus? The definition of Golus is when you are not in control. What's the definition of jail? Like you learned many times, if you go home tonight and lock your door, you're not in jail. Even though you're behind locked doors, you're not in jail. Why? Because you have control to open the door and walk out. What is the definition of Golus? Of jail, when you are locked in a place that you don't have the control to get out of. Godliness exists within every single Jew. Even the sinner, until they wake up with Mesiris Nefesh, this level of godliness is so hidden and so in Golus, it's totally not felt. Because it gets to a point already that the person realizes, hey, what am I doing with myself? It's tupsalo. It's coming from the Mesiris Nefesh, which a person holds a gun to the head, so to speak, say, hey, renouncing Judaism, or bow down to an idol, whatever, that push, where the Jew can't make a mistake anymore to think I'm still connected to God and I'm still a good Jew and, you know, everything like that. That is the wake-up call. Sometimes, as people know, there are many people that are laying in hospitals or, God forbid, on the deathbeds, that all of a sudden they wake up and they say, hey, I wasted my whole life without any Yiddishkeit. Sometimes it could be something good happening to the person. But there's something that the out of the ordinary, basically, that has to happen to the person to wake him up. By the way, that's what it usually takes. Ordinary things don't wake you up.
No, but they might go to a class, or they might go to a Friday night table and get inspired. And if the Nishama is in such goals, then what is it that's drawing it out? Like, where is that? Is it the Kedusha of the...
The Kedusha of the Nishama, yeah. And the Rebbe is going to elaborate on this. I mean, the concept of the Golus of the Nefesh. Sometimes a lot of shining of light makes the person aware of their surroundings. You know, if you're in a dark room, you could be all around garbage, but if you're in a dark room, you're unaware of it. Then you get a light shining into the room, and you say, hey, what am I doing? I'm surrounded by garbage. So sometimes it could be somebody talking to you, it could be a Friday night meal, it could be somebody awakening the chokhmah of the nefesh. It doesn't necessarily have to be a guy holding a gun to your head and say, bow down to an idol, so I'll kill you. It could be whatever. The problem is, not the problem, what has to happen though is, when that awakening happens, if they don't do something about it immediately, the spark, as in the lighter, you know, it was nice for about 5 seconds. So this is maybe nice for an hour. You know, there are people, like we said many times, Yom Kippur, yeah? More or less people get inspired, right? By hook or by crook, you know, something happens, right? Time Yom Kippur, this Ne'ilah, Shema Yisrael, whatever, they get something. What happens the next day? Back to normal. Right? Why? Because they didn't take this inspiration and internalize it. So it might have lasted for an hour, you know, the light will last for a second. It might have lasted for an hour, the spark, but there's nothing holding it to keep it going for an extended period of time.
So could you say that Chachma without being a
No. Yeah. No. God forbid. Chochmah is a level of Kedusha. But if a Chochmah doesn't have Bina, the Chochmah won't last long. That's what will be. It's how pointless.
I still don't get it, because Bina takes away the advantage of Chochmah.
It supports the
Chochmah,
right?
Yeah, but the whole advantage of Chochmah is that there's nothing to it.
And then Bina, there's something there. There's no vessel. One second. Nothing to it doesn't mean nothing to it. It's nothing but God to it. That's Chochmah.
But Bina is also God?
If you're talking about Bina of Kedusha, yeah.
But it's not Chochmah anymore.
If the Chochmah is still felt within the Bina, then even the Bina has the bittul of Chochmah. When there's a unity between two things, right? You don't lose the advantage of each one. Ideally, the unity of two things is supposed to keep the individual, but the individual greatness of each one, plus the fact that it's joined to, it's better than each one individually.
If you put two flames together, you get one flame, the size of one flame. And it's almost compared to a flame.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like that. When two Jews meet, in a yem yem that Rebbe brings on, when two Jews meet, it's two godly souls versus one animal soul.
Mm-hmm. you're going to compare it to a flame in so many ways, you have to accept all the ways.
If you touch the neshama, you're going to burn yourself?
Maybe.
I doubt it. It's a marshal of a fire in certain aspects of the fire. Nobody would say you touch somebody's neshama, you're going to burn yourself.
No, but you can use it in... the famous question about when Mashiach comes and how the woman gets their neshama back into the body. If they share neshamas. And the thing is, just like a flame, you could light 10 candles and the flame's still the same size. You put them back together, they're also the same size.
But why is it a stated to this?
It is. If you're going to use it for that, for dimension, then you have to use it for both ways.
No. The marshal is the analogy of a certain characteristic trait that fire has. If you touch a Jew, you're going to burn yourself. Tate is likened to fire. Mimine eish das lamed. If you touch a chumash, you're going to burn yourself. It's
not.
You touch a sefer Torah, you're going to burn yourself.
No, not the Torah, not the paper.
If you do a mitzvah, you burn yourself. If you do bedikas chametz, maybe. Burn down the house. Huh?
No, it's different.
It's not 100% a mashal in Yishal. Never 100%.
Gerade, she happens to be right, because the Chassidus says, when it's a mashal for something, it's mashal in all aspects 100%. But that's not for now.
So what is the answer then, if it is like that?
Because it's a mashal 100% in the things we're trying to bring the mashal out as. Not in every aspect.
Torah. That's what we're talking about.